Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, it's Quintessential Listening, Poetry, with host Dr. Michael Anthony Ingram.
The free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wings into the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the cage bird sings of freedom. The free bird thinks of another breeze, the trade wind soft through the sighing trees, and the fat worms waiting on the dawn bright lawn. He names the sky his own. But a cage bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the cage bird sings of freedom. Good evening, everyone. I am Michael Anthony Ingram. Welcome to the program. We are living in strange times, so strange that life can seem inherently meaningless as a consequence. Poetry, in my estimation, helps to bring a sense of purpose, a sense of knowing, as well as a sense of direction. As poets, we champion the use of words. Words hold so much power, positively and negatively. And we've all been affected by this virus, this pandemic, in some way, shape, or another. So with the words that we're using about the pandemic, the virus, it can change our whole attitude. So what I'd like us to do tonight is to use the power of words through opening up the phone lines and sharing some poetry. The call-in number is 646-787-1631. Is there anybody out there who'd like to share? I think we have someone. This is great. Area code 316. The first three digits are 210. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Linda. And we're in Wichita, Kansas. Hi, Michael.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. You got a poem for us?
Good, good. Yes, I have two. If you want me to just,
all right.
If you just want one, that's fine.
No, do both, please.
Okay. This first one is called Holy Water in the Age of COVID. It's not quite as upbeat as the other one, but it's not terrible.
Okay. All right.
It's not going to make you cry. Okay.
Oh, hey.
The priest chanted, the world would ever stay upright if we sat with calm. We, with a bottle of holy water run from the tap of our self-contained homes. We left the rhythm of the womb and the rocking of the cradle and the rocking of beats until the silence exploded. Wise men held their tongues, as should those at the poker table. People obsessed over the depths of their breath through their noses and their skin. there was a haven of things discovered within the new messages of what the night told us and the day concurred. There's still thirst now that the wine has been drunk, but that water from the tap is not only still holy, but quite wet. That's it.
Oh, wow. Tell me what's happening in Kansas.
Well, it's finally starting to warm up here.
Okay.
And that's a good thing. The wind's not blowing terribly, so we can go outside without getting blown sideways, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Everything's greening up, and it's looking like spring. I think we're going to be good. Yeah, I think we're going to be good. They've loosened up some things around here as far as opening things up. One of the really cool things that I wanted to mention that's happening in Wichita itself, the Regal Movie Theater, of course, is closed for movies, but it's open. The box office part is open for people to go and get marriage certificates, marriage licenses.
Oh, really?
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
You know, and what a great use of space. You know, people are so creative. I love that. Well, first, the fact that people want to get married, you know, at this time is very helpful.
You know, there you go. But if you do, there's a place to go.
That's right. There's a place to go. And there's a plexiglass thing there so you can go and get your marriage license safely. I don't know about the wedding itself, but, you know, license.
Hey, thanks for making me laugh. I needed that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. Yeah, I'll be here all week.
Okay, all right.
The next one's called... The next one's called Finding Our Awakening. I pray our solitude will teach us to listen, but the world is so loud, even now, pressed against its own inaction. We wait to find a hushed rendezvous in flaming spring, hoping there will be no fail. And we are learning how easy it would be to end the world. We are tiring of the long present. Yet, just when all looks lost, freedom will open and be revealed here and there. We will become glad our bodies could find life beyond this disease. And once we regain all our liberties, we can drift above the clouds in this moment of freedom made by love from heroes. To sing more and talk less, bringing us all closer to God. And if we have enjoyed those days of seclusion in the right way, we will share memories 20 years from now and beyond and do so shamelessly.
Wow.
And that's that.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
beautiful.
You so much.
Thank
you're
you
not laughing.
So...
That's wonderful.
No. No, that was absolutely incredible. It really touched me.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I've thought about you, and I've hoped you were doing well, and I knew you probably stay tucked in for the most part, but
yes.
I know that a lot of people have things to do, so I'm wishing everybody that calls in, everybody that's listening well, and we're going to get through all this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. You made my night.
You're welcome. You take care, and I'll talk to you in June.
Okay. All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, that was very nice. A nice way to get us started. Area code 301. The first three digits are 627. You're on the air. Hello? Area code 301.
Hi, Dr. Ingram. This is Hiram LaRue. Are you doing okay?
I am well, Hiram. What a pleasant surprise. Yes, I am doing quite well. And yourself?
I'm just fine. I'm getting a little bit of static on the line. Hopefully you're not hearing that on your side.
No, I'm not. No. No, I don't hear it.
Okay. Great. Well, I want to thank you for, as always, hosting this wonderful show, Quintessential Listening, and particularly this evening, as you kind of focus on poems that respond to the topsy-turvy pandemic situation that we're in.
Yes.
I was trying to find one poem, but I have one short poem that I'd certainly like to share, if that would be okay.
Oh, yes, please, please.
This one, actually, I wrote a while back, and I was going through some material here recently, and I realized that it may be kind of relevant to the situation that we're in now. It's called Fool Wise. When worse does the world, do more abound. If alarmed, be fountains. And however evil grows, think birds. As time goes low, then flyer climb, and should hope only dig, sprout. So it's a little bit of an admonition to hopefully look on the, if there are bright sides, to try to find
right.
the bright sides in the present situation.
Right. I can understand that. And that's important. That's extremely important. Extremely important. You've got another piece,
yeah.
Ira? You got another piece?
Well, I did find it. Yeah, I've got it. And it's, again, a fairly short one. Now, this is written a little bit more recently.
Okay.
It's called Spoons or Rakes. What we need right now is glow, the sort of night that embers make, the sound in nests or apples shapes, a glow that gives more than it takes, the kind of spoons or rakes that neighbors love, those shoreside waves that warm the boats. We need the wool of passing years or more, what holding does when little is near. So again, trying to find kind of that, the glow that I feel like I kind of need, and I think others
yes.
need as well in
yes.
these days of darkness.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you for calling in, Hiram. Again,
sure,
you're a special
thank
man.
Thank you again. And I'll stay on to listen to the other wonderful poems.
Okay, fantastic. I'm glad you're here with me. All right, I may call
thank
on
you,
you later, so get some other poems ready, all right? I may call on you later.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. All right. Area code 202-469, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Michael. It's Beth calling.
Hello, Beth. What a pleasant surprise. Welcome, welcome.
Good to
How
hear
are
your
you
voice.
Good to hear yours, too.
I'm doing
good to hear yours, too.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Glad
in there. There's a lot going on. Hanging in there.
Absolutely.
You've got a poem for us.
I do. I have a couple if there's time.
Yes, of course.
All right. I'll start with one called On Maslow. Perhaps our greatest need is not to be loved. Perhaps our greatest need is to be heard. We hold, we constrain, we manage expectation, trying, constraining, filtering out our needs. Perhaps our greatest pleas are not open-mouthed screams. Perhaps our greatest pleas are silently lingering in the eyes of a child, waiting with expectation for the meeting of their needs, the dissipation of pleas. Perhaps our greatest want is not accessible with a credit card. Perhaps our greatest want is simple affirmation. I am beautiful. I have power. I am worthy. I have expectations. I am entitled to my emotions. We know what we want. Perhaps our greatest fear is not our inadequacies. Perhaps our greatest fear is that we can conquer them. Punishment-based systems a lie to keep abated the knowledge that there is nothing worth succumbing to fear. Perhaps our greatest joy is not from plans we've set. Perhaps our greatest joy is expectation being met, sitting on curbs waiting for humanity to be acknowledged. when we see for the first time there is joy. Perhaps our greatest hope is not to fit a mold. Perhaps our greatest hope is to openly be ourselves. The chains of the expectations will break to free us, unleash the magnificence of ourselves and our hopes. Perhaps our greatest grief is not that one's time has gone. Perhaps our greatest grief is the time we could have spent. No one will remember your publications, but they will remember your laugh, which is itself the opposite, an embodiment of grief. Hope, joy, fear, want, plea, need. Dear Mr. Maslow, there seems to be some more. And then if there's time, Michael, I'd like to share one more with you.
Yes, please, please, please. That was fantastic as usual. Yes, please share another.
Thank you. Well, so in honor of the poem you opened this night off with, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, I have a piece that I believe I've read with you before that is written after that poem and echoes by the great Maya Angelou and echoes some of the themes in it that I'd like to share.
It's all right,
called
fantastic.
Asfurna, which is Arabic. So the title is Asfurna, which is Arabic for Our Little Birds. 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago today, the songs of caged birds were heard. 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, and still today, after their beaks cut, talons clipped, nests raided, wings broken, sent into migratory patterns. 6, 7, 8, 9 years of lamentation heard selectively by those who see birds in cages, not snakes in a pit. Today the melody comes floating down, 6, 7, 8, 9, melting before hitting the ground. If it doesn't stick, is it still snow? If a bird is caged, can it still fly? 6, 7, 8, 9 times around the sun, turn backs, closed eyes cannot silence liberation's cry. 6, 7, 8, 9 years to the day, a caw, a wing, and a prayer for revolution's sons and daughters.
Bess, that was great.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you so much for doing this beautiful evening. It's nice to be able to hear each other's voices and share poems.
You are great, 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 great. Hang around. Call back in.
Right.
Maybe I want you to share something later on, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. The call-in number is 646-787-1631. Tonight's program is titled, I Too Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, Pandemic Poetry. And the next person, their number is 240. The first three numbers are 353. You're on the air.
Good evening. It's Lady Di calling.
Hello, Lady Di. Wow.
Hi, Michael. I'm so glad that our friend Hiram reminded me about your show tonight. I'm so happy.
You're great. I'm glad he did. Now I'm happy too. All right. All right.
Then my hero, you're talking, you're honoring Dr. Maya Angelou, and she's my hero.
Well, hey.
From memory, I'm gonna recite a poem I wrote for her that she actually read, because it's the title of my book, Forever in Your Eyes.
Dedicated all right.
To Dr. Maya Angelou. Phenomenal. Even though you describe yourself as sane, it starts with the sweetness of the sound of your name. You have a style of elegance that surfaces with each work that you master. I'm touched by your emotions now and forever after. Fantastic to see you receive the recognition deserved. More than 2 decades that the caged bird has been preserved. Charity, above all, it's no wonder you were a distinguished guest at the inaugural ball. Extraordinary expression as to what pride can do for you, with a constant belief and struggle in all you strive to do. Life is a constant battle when we know it's no lie. I can see it, Maya. I can feel it. That's why those tears are forever in your eyes. Forever in Your Eyes. That's the title of my first poetry book.
Oh, wow. Is it available on Amazon?
It is. It's on Amazon.
All right. Lady Di on Amazon. All right. All right. All right.
I have another one that's a little more recent, if we have time for that.
Yes, we do.
It's in a book called Texture. It's an anthology-like. It's in 2018. Decorate me. Golden, glorious spring is upon us. Oh, so happy this sunshiny, brisk morning you chose me. How lovely. Competition king, somehow it seems, I am chosen one. I suit your fancy. My hope is I make everyone happy when they vision me. Today I will go everywhere you go. I was the last item you dealt with before leaving home. Now I am the everyone sees when you appear. Oh, yes, I thank you, for it is always gladness to be seen.
Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
You are an incredible talent. You know that.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy it. It's, along with prayers, my saving grace these days.
Yes. Yes, I can understand. There's so much happening.
Prayer and
so
poetry, yes.
Prayer and poetry. That needs to be a title of a program, prayer and poetry. Maybe I'll do one of those
prayer
soon.
Prayer and poetry.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a Zoom call that. Let me make a note of that.
All right. And maybe I'll have an opportunity to join. I'd like that.
I'll give you a special invitation. I'm going to put that beside prayer and poetry.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
We're having fun.
All right, yes, we are. We're going to make it work. We're going to make it happen. We're having fun.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. All right. We've got one more caller before we take a quick break. The number is 301. The area code is 710. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael. It's good to hear you. It's good to hear all the poetry. Oh, it's especially wonderful tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. So, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I say I'm on grading retreat.
Okay. All right. Well, whenever you're on retreat.
I wish the students would go on writing retreat. Oh my gosh.
I'm sure. You're the hardest working woman I know. Well, you've got some beautiful poetry to share with us tonight, Marianne.
I do. I actually, even though I say, oh, I'm on grading retreat, I did write a poem for tonight.
Oh,
wow. I wrote it this evening. Okay. And it's called In Which the Stream Disappears. Last summer, reeds and grass smothered the stream I used to visit. In place of books or travel, I peered into the murky water and looked for turtles, while red-winged blackbirds pierced the air and landed on branches of long-dead trees. Still, I could not trace the slow stream, then buried in green with no room for water or turtles. An hour away from D.C., an hour away from dusk, the heat rose. Humidity choked me. I wished I had gone to the city of movie theaters to watch a film set by the ocean. I tried to imagine the following winter, when the stream would reappear, its color then matching the shell of a turtle, the dead reeds upright on muddy islands hidden by green. I could not predict the winter we would have, our last chance to travel, our last chance to sit in a theater, to watch a movie set somewhere other than the season in which the stream disappeared. Okay.
Oh, wow. That was nice, Marianne. As usual.
Oh, thanks.
That was beautiful. All right.
Thanks.
You got another?
Do you mind if I read the poem that I read last week?
Not at all. Please.
Okay.
Please do.
Yeah, because that's another pandemic poem. I guess part of the pandemic for me is, worrying about various people. If you've been seeing my posts on Facebook lately about my father, and he's bounced back. I just wish he'd pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let me know whether or not he's wearing his glasses or not.
Right. Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's a
lot. Okay, this is another poem. This actually was based on a dream that I had. And it's not about my father, but it's about another friend. I don't think she's in as good shape as my father is in.
Mm.
Yeah. But, I guess it's rough.
Yes, it is.
On the astral plane, we spend nights facing south, looking over water. Contorted on soft wool, we ignore the loud land behind us. Lights on rusty barges become stars dipping down onto cold, black ocean that we pretend is womb. Waves shush our few thoughts, calm our cramped limbs. At dawn, we stagger out as if we'd been drinking, laughing, dancing all night. We step in the thin edge of tide that pokes beyond the beach. Everyone disappears. I meet my friend crossing over from the dry side of the street. Masked, she came to bring me back north on the contagion train. There, holding our breath, standing on the sixth floor, we will not see the ocean. And I'm still the girl with the brown aura, laughing inside at someone's tales from the astral plane. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Thanks.
Again, another touching piece.
Thanks. Yeah, I think probably what I'm going to do after your show is over, I'm going to call up the friend. I hope now that she's going to be up,
Yes, that's a great idea, Marianne. It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Very nice of you. Very thoughtful.
Thanks. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
thank you
for
calling
in.
The show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Bye. All right. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back. My name is Michael Anthony Ingram. The title of the program is I Too Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, Pandemic Poetry. The call-in number is 646-787-1631. What I'd like to play now is a piece written by a young man. His name is Alatish Kalawole. And he wrote a piece titled, The World Needs an Anthem. I attempted to share it last week, but I think he does it best in his own words. He hails from Abuja, Nigeria. I give you Alatish Kalawole.
The world needs an anthem. There are 195 countries in the world today, and we are all interconnected at a climate level. Alatiche sees a world that calls for anthem, and so do many other people across our today's world. They have all said our time will come. We are our lives, and we do all we can to save our own. Our hearts beat for the coronavirus victims. The world needs an anthem. If you ask who I am, or which local I am, I would simply say that I am people's. I'm a local of the world. If you ask where I stand, or what grounds I stand upon, I would simply say that I stand for the world. I stand for peace, faith, unity, and progress. If you ask what I see into distant countries and faraway lands. I see our doctors, nurses, and carers on the front line. I see architects and builders from around the world building bridges that binds and the roads that connect. Yeah, it's a dream. We fly around the world. We fly around the sky. We are together. We are stronger now. Yeah, it's a dream. We fly around the sky. That is a song singing now. I wake from bed, and there's still a song singing now. I hum to myself in the showers. It dawned on me that this old world needs an anthem. Our beautiful world needs an anthem. Our beautiful world needs a song. We want to dance. This beautiful world needs an anthem. We march for a purpose. I have never seen my skin on your skin, but I see myself in you. I see you in myself. You are my brother now. You are my sister now. I hear languages. I see beauty in our diversities. Things fall together, and the center begins to hold. Love is growing on every lawn. Love builds in every home. This world needs an anthem. I see neighbors all around the world joining in, singing this blissful song, singing the same notes to the same songs. Togetherness are the chorus in the songs. There is a fall of rain. There is hope in our world. I see the future lights. I see all of us together, frolicking with the same songs.
That was Alatiche. I think it's a very, very powerful work, and one that's extremely important that the world, we need an anthem. We need a positive anthem to help lift us up during this very difficult time. We have someone on the air, on the line, excuse me. The caller, your number is 207. The first three digits are 290. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Michael. This is Valerie from Maine.
Hello, Valerie.
Hey.
How's my friend?
Good.
Do you have some haikus to share?
I have two haikus, and since these are pandemic poems, I'll share the pandemic haiku first.
All right.
I just wrote this, and this is what I did today. Okay. It's haiku. Brave the store today. Shower and new clothing. So afraid of germs. The end. Excuse me.
You know how much I like your work.
Thank you very much. And this one I just wrote, this is about where I live. This is the animals outside. So and neither of these have a title. So this is the one I wrote about things outside, untitled. The woodpeckers tapping, squirrels frantic scurrying, startled birds flying. The end.
Do you have in your possession the others that you wrote for the pandemic poetry tonight?
Not in front of me, I don't. I'd have to get them. I'd have to look them up and grab them.
Okay, well, if you'd like to do that, I'd love to hear them.
I send them to you.
All right. Okay, great. Well, just call back in and we'll be ready. All right?
Oh, all right. I will.
All right, Valerie. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. All right.
Bye.
See you in a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'd like to recite a piece that I wrote some time ago. And I shared it last. No, it's a different one. I shared it last week. Yes, I'll recite the one that I shared last week. Last night, in my bed, secure in my room, as the moon watched, I pulled a blanket over my head. I no longer wanted to see the world around me. The pitch blackness created by the contours of the blanket enabled me to shut out the night, drown out the light. Light that burned my eyes daily. Light that burned my mind incessantly. Light that burned my heart perpetually. Never ending, never ceasing chaos caused by the light, triggered by the world. So last night, in my room, as the moon watched, I pulled a blanket over my head. I shut out the light. I drowned out the night once more. And to be quite honest with you, this is exactly how I feel on many nights, that I pulled the blanket over my head because, again, I don't know what's going to happen on the outside, that I need that safety, that comfort, that in prayer, that I need those things to help make it through. So what I'd like to do now is to bring back in, as we're waiting on some other people to call in, bring back in two of our artists tonight, Hiram and Bess. Hiram,
hi,
are you there?
Dr. Ingram, I'm right here, and I've been enjoying the poems by friends Lady Di and Mary Ann Slick, and your powerful poem just now recited, and the featured poem by the young gentleman from, I think it was Nigeria. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that is correct, that yes. Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes,
and all the other poems, terrific. I have one other that
okay.
I wrote. I have a background in working on hunger programs, both here in the U.S. and overseas. And so as I thought and looked and have been confronting the pandemic, I've wanted to try to make sure that there's work poems out there about the food that we all depend upon. And so this piece is called Bread in Hand. But even after all of this, farmers keep farming for every one of us. They bend the sun and raise the earth each day for us. They round each rough and tamp down these fears for each of us. Yes, after all of this, they're the bells of life for us. And even after all of this, the grocers, pickers, baggers, stackers, sorters, drivers, checkers, and sweepers, too, are here for us. Like bowls of life, they give us each our every day and so renew that sense of trust for us. And even after all of this, and just as much, are those who volunteer to serve the soup, the ones who help and give and care on our behalf. Their hands and hearts shape our thanks. No matter what else happens, they are life itself for us. And yes, even after all of this, these days seem like fields to us, with shadows deep across the view, but with hope there too, a full green that grins as ever, just like those who stand and wave, bread in hand, through all of this. Thanks, Dr. Ingram, for all you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Hiram. The words frontline workers come to mind. And they're the nation's frontline workers.
That's right.
We don't give them enough credit for the work that they do.
Well, one of the silver linings in all of this is that I don't think we're going to quite as quickly take for granted those who we so often have in times past.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. Well, thank you, Hiram.
Thank you
so much. All right, have a great evening. All right. Okay. Bess, are you with me? Hello, Bess? Bess may not be with me. But we do have another caller. Area code 202. It's you, Bess. Okay, Bess.
It is. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Would you be willing to share another piece with us tonight? Hello? Hello, Bess?
Hello?
Yes, I'm getting
Sorry
the numbers
that.
Confused
yep.
here. That's all right. We've got a dashboard full of numbers here. So would you be willing to
Sorry
share another piece
that.
Tonight? That's all right.
I would be happy to. This is one I just wrote in the last month. It's called Poems as Bulbs.
All right.
Poems as Bulbs. Awaiting a frost that might not come to kill them. Waiting patiently under leaves. Feeding themselves on themselves under dirt. Burrowing down, then up, 1 inch below the surface, bulbs, onions, layer by layer, flaky on the outside, fuel on the inside. Tendrils go down, go up, go out, seeking sunlight, carbon monoxide to breathe, oxygen, out, up, down at once, glittering with potential, unsure if their time will come. Laying in wait, wasted, rotting, until perhaps they bloom.
Nice, Bess.
Thank you.
You're a superstar.
You are too. You are too.
Well, thank you very much.
Star of stars.
Yeah, right. We're all stars. We're all stars. That's exactly right. Thank you, Bess. Do you have another one? You have another one?
Yeah, I could.
One more for the road? Okay.
Sure. Let's see here. This one we'll call Habibi, which means dear, my darling in Arabic. So, Habibi, I cannot be anything but pained when I think of what you've seen. Habibi, I cannot be anything but nauseated to think of what you felt. Habibi, I cannot be anything but devastated if I think of what you've lost. Habibi, I cannot be anything but paralyzed thinking of what you lived. But Habibi, I cannot be anything but proud thinking of who you've become.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you so much, Bess. All right.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
All right. Valerie, you are back. This
is
Valerie.
Am I back? Yes, I am.
Yes. Please share those wonderful haikus.
I will. Ooh. The last caller had a poem with a foreign word in it. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, she's great.
Yes. Poem, pandemic poems. So I've got a bunch of haiku. Well, not a bunch. I've got five haikus here. If you want me to do all five.
Do
I have
all five
here.
Do all
I'll
five.
Do however many you want me to.
Do five.
Okay, they're small.
But
they're
don't stress
small.
Yourself out. Don't stress yourself out.
They're like M&Ms. They're small. You have
right.
them, like a handful. Whoops. Okay. This is not titled. They're all haikus. This is untitled. Cops in the TP aisle. Everyone freaking out. Just want the chips. The end. The next one is called Scary Snacks. Going to the store to get the groceries and snacks is scary right now. The end. The next one is untitled. Big shopping tonight. Just once a week till it's safe. Mandatory masks. The next one is also untitled. I know everyone is thinking it, and I just keep writing. I write these on the way to the store, you know, to be, you know, it's like I've got gloves on, counting 5, 7, 5, and it's so strange. Okay. Untitled, mask on in the store, wipes and gloves in my car now. So afraid of germs. The end. And
thank
the
you,
last
Valerie.
One.
Oh.
Oh, that was only four.
Okay.
The last one is untitled. I like staying home. FaceTime is not at all the same. I miss real people.
Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great. Missing real people.
Thank
and I
you.
Think you speak for half the world with that particular one. Missing the opportunity to see real people just due to the fact that we're social distancing so much.
Yes. So. And, it, you know, I've never used FaceTime, but, you know, a lot of people will video chat with me. I've done Zoom a couple times, and it's not the same as seeing real people. It's not. But anyway, those are my pandemic haikus.
All right. Well, thank you again for sharing them
with
us.
You are most welcome.
And I will talk to you later. All right.
And you have a good night, Anthony. Thank you.
I will. All right. All right. Area code 703.
Hello.
Yes, 598, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael Anthony Ingram, what's up, man? It's your boy Aaron R., the poet. Yeah,
I know,
man,
it's
how you doing? Yeah, I heard Hiram was up here. You got everybody up here tonight, man. I said, I got to make sure I call in here. All the people came out today.
They did, man. So good to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah, man. You too, man. You too. You doing all right during this pandemic and stuff?
I'm doing my best to hold on, my friend. What about you?
Yeah, man. I'm just doing the same, man. The best I can to maintain. I know these difficult times for everybody out there. So, obviously, I want to salute you and appreciate you for keeping this show going on. It's been how many years now?
This is going into year
three.
You're
like, awesome, man. Yeah, man, we need to get you an award, man. I definitely appreciate what you're doing for the poetry community and all of that
well,
stuff. So.
I appreciate that, man. That's enough right there.
Whoever I can talk
to. Let's keep
so,
it
yeah,
rolling.
Man.
Give me a poem, man. Give me a poem. Give me something. Give me something.
Yeah, if you didn't mind, I wanted to do this poem called Silver Lining, which is about the pandemic that we're going through right now. And
yes.
For everybody out there, this is also a poem that you can look at on YouTube. I'm at youtube.com/AaronRThePoet. And this is called Silver Lining. The president initially thought it was a joke. Now corporations are canceling events. Some are starting to go broke. The churches. Some are starting to lose hope. And we have conspiracy theorists walking around yelling, stay woke. Call Corona an epidemic. Call COVID-19 a pandemic. Everyone can relate because the whole world is dealing with it. Even though we're supposed to distance ourselves socially, that doesn't mean we can't speak. I mean, schools are closed, right? But that doesn't mean we can't teach. Churches are closed, but that doesn't mean we can't preach. Nobody said it would be easy, but this is the feat. And if we could somehow come together, we will never see defeat. I know this is easier said than done, but if we can somehow alter our minds, the best lessons in life are often learned after the roughest and toughest times. And after the darkest times, that's when the sun starts shining. We got to keep on trying, keep on grinding. I know it's hard when people are dying, but eventually we'll find our silver lining.
Wow. That was powerful and true.
Thank you,
that
man.
Was truth.
Thank
that was
you.
Truth.
Yeah.
That was truth.
Yeah. So I think, you know, during these times, it's just important for everybody to just, you know, try to find the silver lining and whatever that could be, whether it's just time with family or friends or time to yourself or whatever, you know, because hopefully this won't be going on
always.
Forever. So
yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, do you have another one? You have another one you'd like to share before you go?
Yeah, I can do one more.
Okay.
This other poem is one that I won an award for Hunger Pains for the World Food Day Poetry Competition. So I know Heron was up here earlier, so I want to make a quick plug for Poetry and Hunger, just the way that we can use poetry to just get awareness out there for other events that's going on and just things that's happening in our nation that we need to try to come together as a society and try to fix. So this one is called Hunger Pains. In a world that's concerned with the economy and marketing numbers, how do we have people out here starving and dealing with hunger? We've come too far as nations to be facing this type of situation. So we have a plan that 2030 is our destination. And I'm not talking about decreasing. I'm talking about elimination. So we don't have anybody starving in any nation. Speaking of nations, it's kind of strange to me that in this land of plenty opportunity, there's people walking down the street without food to eat. We spend millions of dollars on entertainment, but that's another topic. There's people out here starving, and we need to do something to stop it. We spend money on wars, but we need to be at war with not feeding the poor. This is a situation we can no longer ignore. I mean, it's families with children walking around with their stomachs growling and sore. We owe it to each other to do so much more, so let's depend on each other and help one another. In order to stop world hunger, the world's going to need each other. So my challenge to you and my challenge to me, do something small or large or independently, because together, everyone achieves more. If we can unite as a team, world hunger will be no more. We can achieve this dream. That sounds like a plan that's worth it to me. So let's all embark on this journey and do little by little, day by day, until 2030, and stop the hunger pains that stain our society.
Wow.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure, man. You know, I'm always appreciative to be on your show and share some poetry with you, because you're somebody I admire and definitely look up to in the poetry business. So salute you as well, for sure.
You'll be hearing from me soon about some opportunities coming up to be back on the air with me in the fall. So just look up for an email, and we'll go from there.
Take care, man.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back, good people. Thank you. All right, we are back. The telephone number is 646-787-1631. We've only got about 5 minutes more. I'd like to bring on one more person to conclude, help conclude the night. Hold on 1 second. Area code 240-353, you're on the air. Hello? You just listening? All right. All right. I won't bother you. All right. Well, that person is just listening, and hopefully there are other people out there in the nation who are listening as well. Just as we have an opportunity to share poetry about the pandemic, the way that we feel about it, hopefully trying to find a sense of hope in uncharted waters. So, again, I'd like to thank our guest tonight. Again, the hour is almost up. I'd like to recite one last piece really quickly. The title of the poem is Wolf. It was an inauspicious day when he decided to unloosen life's leash. His frayed black leash had become too tight, clawing his bedraggled neck with no regard for the anger or the words bottled up in his throat. He couldn't scream or ask for release to romp, play, or run free. He couldn't pull or lunge at everything or, heaven forbid, speak to Miss June Jackson, the beaten down young woman who often blushed in his presence. So he packed up his belongings in a brown paper stained bag, opened his unguarded gate, and ran away. Okay, that piece has nothing to do with the pandemic, but it was something that was on my mind that I wanted to share, that it's important to be able to unloosen life's leash. And we don't often have opportunities to do that anymore. We don't have times or places where we can run and romp and play and scream, but hopefully we will again. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. I'd like to thank everyone and have a great, great evening. Good night, everyone.